Last month, a McDowell County jury found 43-year-old Bobby Taylor guilty of first-degree murder in the 1993 beating death of 24-year-old Zilpha Lowry. Authorities said Taylor struck Lowry in the head with a blunt object, killing her. Lowry disappeared in July of that year. Hunters found her skeletal remains near Lake James in February of 1994. Taylor was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Now, a second man, Taylor's roommate, Donald White, has been indicted by a grand jury for being an accessory. White had testified against Taylor in his trial, but he admitted he had helped dispose of Lowry's body. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.